And it is a pleasure to welcome back into the Hardee's Hotline, Stu Gotts from the Dan Lebatard with Stu Gotts Show. Stu Gotts, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you? This is a dream come true, being introduced on a Hardee's Hotline. That is a dream come true.
All right. You got Jay Cutler is down in Miami with you. What was your reaction when you heard about that, and how do you think it'll turn out?
Man, the reaction, it's funny, I'm a Jet fan, and Greeny had asked me a while back, right after last season, who would he like to see play quarterback for the Jets this upcoming season? I said, anyone but Jay Cutler. So it's interesting. It's the safe play for the Dolphins, right? It's the safe play. It's Jay Cutler. He had his best season with Adam Gase. It's not a bad fallback. Like, if your starting quarterback's going to go down, and Ryan Tannehill obviously did, and he's out for the year, it's not bad to be able to kind of go out and get a guy like Jay Cutler, who at least has been there. He's done it. He's started a bunch of games in the NFL. Hasn't been terribly successful, during his career as an NFL quarterback. But the one successful season he really did have, his best season, was with Adam Gase. So I think Dolphin fans are as excited as you could be, considering their starting quarterback went down five weeks before the season started. In terms of how it's going to turn out, I mean, the Dolphins were a playoff team a year ago with Tannehill. He got hurt final 3 weeks. Matt Moore won 2 of 3. They got blown out by the Steelers in that opening round of the playoffs. You know, I don't think the expectations, I know it sounds crazy, but is there really that big of a difference between Tannehill and Cutler? So with that being said, I think Dolphin fans they're upset that they lost Tannehill, excited that, you know, it's not a traditional backup, the guy who started in Jay Cutler. And I don't think the expectations have really changed in terms of, yeah, can the Dolphins sneak in as one of those two wild card teams in the AFC? Yeah, they can maybe do that with Jay Cutler. So I think the fans are you know, they're kind of happy. They're happy that they were able to get a guy like Cutler. I wanted to see the Dolphins go after Kaepernick, but the Dolphins decided to go with Jay Cutler, and the fans are about as happy as you could be, considering their starting quarterback went down 5 weeks before the season.
Is your favorite Cutler look-alike the burglar in the home security system ad?
Oh, it's by far. Like, I don't even know what's a close second place on that. Like, that to me, by far, is the best Jay Cutler look-alike.
Now, wasn't he writing, he was Jim Caldwell's new partner as Jim Caldwell was making his last run in the security truck, too.
Yeah, oh, wow, that's another, you know what? That's another good one. We have so many, for so many guys, like, so many different ones for Jim Tom Sula, Jay Cutler, Pete Carroll, that sometimes I forget him, and we've played in that game for so long. But yes, that is, I guess that would be second place. I guess that would be, but it's not a close second place. It's a good one, but it's not a close second place, because the first one is by far the best for me.
All right, it's now known, obviously, that Mike Greenberg's going to be shifting and moving to a new role in November. Stu Gotts, for a lot of people, including myself, the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gotts is going to be the most familiar program on ESPN Radio to a whole lot of people. Is that something you take pride in, or do you almost find humor in it, given that you can flip on 10 minutes today and you guys are trying to find out how to lead a Kaepernick rally, and then you've got Ron McGill doing cat noises?
It's funny, right? That's our show. That's our show. That little 10 to 15 minute window that you heard is that's our show in a nutshell. Is it a source of pride? Can it be both? I think this is one of those situations where it can be both, where we take a great amount of pride in the fact that, yeah, with Greeny leaving, we'll be, I guess, the longest-standing show at the network, and maybe the flagship show for the network. So it is a source of pride for us. We also laugh at it only from this regard, like how far we've come in such a short period of time, because I'm telling you, when we first started ESPN, we were wondering if they were going to keep us around after just a couple of months. So to their credit, though, they signed us. They let us do what it is that we do. We've gotten very little, if any, to be honest with you, kind of backlash from anything that we do at ESPN. So I think it's a source of – I think we laugh at it a little bit, because it's funny how quickly things change, where Mike and Mike have been the flagship show on the network for so many years. Yeah, but Greeny's leaving, and they're starting a new show, and hopefully those guys – we'll have the same type of success that Greeny and Golic had. Trey and Golic is who I'm talking about. But, yeah, I think we get a great deal of pride over the fact that we're going to be that flagship show. And we also laugh at it as well, because we laugh at everything, and especially ourselves. So, yeah, it's all of it's pretty funny.
You're listening to Stu Gotts with the Dan Lebatard with Stu Gotts Show. You can hear that, of course, 10 to 1 each morning here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Right now you're listening to Stu Gotts on Press Row.
And, of course, on the Hardee's hotline with his sausage finger biscuit. I mean, there you go.
Yes. You are making dreams come true. Yes, I'm not even joking. I love Hardee's. Like, I'll be serious here. Like, this is a dream come true for me.
Now, I need to ask you this. Have you already outseeded every dream, considering what David said? He was spot on that you guys are now, in a lot of ways, the face of morning ESPN radio. I mean, you've exceeded every dream you could have possibly had when you roped Dan into doing this 15 years ago, right?
Oh, my gosh. I exceeded those when just by doing a local show with Dan. Like, a lot of people don't know that. Dan and I did a local show down in South Florida for 10, 11 years before we ever got started at ESPN. So if you told me even 5, 6 years ago, guys, that I would be I'd be at ESPN, we'd be the show that replaces Colin, that I'd be doing, you know, weekly hits on Mike and Mike and filling in for Greedy and doing weekly Sports Center hits, I would have laughed you out of the room. 5 years ago, I would have laughed you out of the room. So everything that happens, you know, moving forward here is kind of, you know, icing on the cake for me. It's kind of gravy for me because I never expected to be here. I am certainly grateful that we've arrived here, but I exceeded my expectations. Listen, just the fact that I got a job that paid me anything exceeded my expectations, but I had a very low bar, so it wasn't hard to jump over. But yes, this is, yes, everything that's going on right now has certainly exceeded our expectations, my expectations. I don't know about Dan, but it certainly exceeded mine. Like, I'll tell you, like, the place where I knew, like, I think 5 or 6 years in, and I was the general manager of the station at the time, I was doing a local show with Dan, I got a rating book, and I was accustomed to looking way down at the bottom of the sheet to find out how Dan and I did. But we got a rating book, and I looked at the bottom of the sheet like I always did, and I didn't see our name. So I'm wondering, did we even rate at all? And then I started looking up, and then all of a sudden there was a number one next to our name. We were number one in the afternoon drive in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And right then and there, I said to myself, wow. Right then and there, guys, I said, wow, I've exceeded every expectation I had for myself when I got into this business.
Do you have to control yourself from reacting audibly when Dan says something along the lines of, this is the last time he's going to talk about Ray's Kaepernick or concussions?
Tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, like I have to, I got to suppress a lot. Yes, to answer your question. There are so many times where I just, you just got to play like the room and play the feel of Dan and like, there are times where I will just, you know, inject things purposely to try to get him off what it is he's talking about and hopefully get us to a place that's fun and funny and interesting to the audience. One of Dan's biggest strengths is knowing what is interesting to an audience. He's really good at that. So, but yes, there are many times where, hey, this is the last time I'm going to talk Kaepernick, this is the last time I'm going to talk Risk, but I just want to blurt something out. But, and occasionally I'll do it, and occasionally it will get us off to something that's not nearly as serious, something a bit lighter, but Dan's just really good. He's unafraid with those topics, and I it's one of the things that I think separates our show. So I tend, you know, I got to read the room and read Dan and read his mood that day. And you know, if he's in the right mood, I will inject stuff. And if he's not in the right mood and he wants to get a certain point out, then I leave him alone. Because when he's on those topics, the way to attack those topics is to do it fearlessly. And for my money, no one does it better than Les Cook.
You're listening to Stu Gotts here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Stu Gotts, Terrell Owens, of course, played his college ball here in Chattanooga. Do you see any way, shape, or form that the 2018 Hall of Fame class could include Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens?
Oh, my God, that'd be so much fun. I want every class to be Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens. That's what I want every class to be like. Man, this is going to be a tough one. Like, the fact that Morton Anderson's in the Hall of Fame and Terrell Owens isn't is a complete joke. The fact that Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame and T.O. is not is a complete joke. We have a good relationship with T.O. We've done a lot of stuff with him over the years. We've done weekly shows with him. I like him a lot. He's certainly one of the best wide receivers I've ever seen. Unfortunately, for wide receivers, as you guys know, it's kind of a waiting game, right? Like, so when you say those names, so Ray Lewis is a lock to get in. And think about what we're talking about. Think about what's in Ray Lewis's past, and he's a lock first ballot Hall of Fame. Yet what you hear about T.O., he never did anything illegal. You just hear he wasn't a very good teammate. I think about that in the grand scheme of things, what's in some of these guys' past and why Terrell Owens isn't getting into the Hall of Fame. But it's a waiting game for wide receivers. We saw it with Chris Carter. We saw it with others. It's just the way it is. So I cannot envision a scenario where you have Ray Lewis, Locke, Randy Moss, Locke, Brian Urlacher, Locke, plus those other guys waiting. I think T.O. is going to have to, unfortunately, going to have to wait one more year.
All right, when you look at this NFL season, who do you see that's in for a fall, and who are we not talking about that we should be as having a really good year?
In terms of teams or in terms of
In terms of teams. Yeah, in terms of teams.
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. Teams that will fall. I think it's easy to say, right, the Patriots are going to be really good. I think a lot of people are expecting the Falcons to kind of fall. I don't. I think the Falcons are very good, and they're set up for the long term here. I think they got a lot of young guys, especially on offense, that are going to be good for a really, really long time. So I think the Falcons are going to be good. A team that kind of fell last year and made it to the Super Bowl 2 years ago is a team that I expect to be very good again this year, and that's Carolina. So I think Carolina has a chance. I don't know how many people are talking about it, but I think Carolina and the Buccaneers are two teams that I would say have chances to be really, really good football teams and surprise a lot of people. The Giants, too. Like, I just love that offense, and I love the fact that they have Odell Beckham Jr. and Brandon Marshall. Teams that were really good last year that I could see kind of taking a fall here this season. I want to say the Patriots, but we know that's never going to happen. I wish it would, man. I thought Brady and Belichick would be out of my life like 5 or 6 years ago, and they're still here just wrecking my life. It's so annoying on so many levels being a Jets fan. I'm trying to think of a team that was really, really good last year that maybe won't be as good this year. Maybe the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs were a pretty good team last year, right? They were a playoff team. I would say the Chiefs. Yeah. Like, Dan and I mock Alex Smith a lot because I don't think Alex Smith, like, if you walk past one of his wide receivers in the hallway, I don't think he would know him by name. So I'm going to go Chiefs team that people think are going to be good that I don't think is going to be that good. And then the Buccaneers are a team that I'm certainly high on, the Titans as well. So there are a couple teams for you both ways.
All right, Stu Gotch, you've been great again. We love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, you ready to play?
Yeah. Let's do it. I next time I'm on with you guys, I want the entire interview to be rapid fire. That's it.
Deal. That can be done. That can be done.
Okay.
All right. Will the Miami Hurricanes win 10 games this year?
No.
Has anyone lived a better life than Greg Norman?
Man, he's a close second behind Lepetard.
Okay.
The last time you watched a NASCAR race?
The last time I watched a NASCAR race. The next time I watch a NASCAR race will be the first time I watch a NASCAR race.
How much do you bet on football on an average weekend in the fall?
Wow. How honest do I want to be here?
you asked for a full segment of this.
All right. If I gave you over under 2,500, are you over or under that?
I'm slightly under that. Slightly under that. I was going to say it's a four-digit number. That's what I was going to
say. Of all the sports figures out there, who would you most want to go out a night on the town?
Oh, wow. I mean, Greg Norman. Greg Norman. Night of the town, Greg Norman seems like, you guys heard him last week. He was on four consecutive days. I'd go Greg Norman. Like, thrill-seeking and... like, everything's first class, it's private jet. So Greg Norman.
And he's going to take you for cocktails on the moon.
Exactly right.
If I told you that I've played Augusta National twice, how jealous are you?
Oh, my God. You played Augusta National twice?
Yes.
I'll come on the show. Can you get me on?
Hey, I'll make a phone call.
All right, I will come on the show. I'm extremely jealous, and I'm angry. I'm finding myself now getting angry. Whatever negotiation you want to do, I agree to everything. You get me on that course, and I'll agree to anything you want me to do. I'll go host the show with you guys every day and won't ask for a penny.
Favorite Hardee's biscuit? You going steak, sausage, egg, and cheese? What you going?
I'm going bacon, egg, cheese.
And finally, the better laugh, Mina Kimes or Tim Kirkjian?
Oh, wow. Oh, God, that's so tough. I can't say push here. Better laugh. I'm going to say Mina Kimes. Like, that laugh. Yeah, Mina Kimes. No laugh is better than the Hakeem Nicks laugh, but if I have to choose, I'll go Mina Kimes. Mina Kimes over Kirkjian, but that's a tough one. That's the toughest question you ask me all interview.
Stu Gotch, listen, thank you so much, and we find it very amusing that when Mike Greenberg leaves, you and Dan are the face of ESPN Morning Radio.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, we really do. but we're happy about it. We ain't complaining, that's for sure. And listen, I'm going to – not that you invited me, but I'll take you up on your invitation to Augusta. So let's get this done, okay?
All right, we'll figure it out.
Stu Gotch, listen, okay, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
All righty. Stugatz from Dan Le Batard with Stugatz Show. That can be heard here weekday mornings at 10 o'clock. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.